While it is looking more and more likely to be irresponsibility and incompetence on the set of the Western movie Rust on October 21 of this year that caused the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Having said that, authorities have not ruled out foul play, so murder or negligent homicide is still a possibility. Court documents were released last week, revealing initial interviews with assistant director Dave Halls and armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. Halls said that he couldn't recall how thoroughly he checked the gun before handing it to actor Alec Baldwin. Gutierrez-Reed told police that she checked the dummies and ensured that there were no hot rounds. Witnesses also stated that Gutierrez-Reed had said to them at lunch that same day that ammo was left on a cart on the set, not secured. Remember, there was a disturbance on the set earlier that day, with several crew members walking off in a dispute with producers over pay, safety conditions, and a long drive to and from the set. Director Joel Souza told investigators that he and Hutchins were focused on the camera and having to move it. The delay brought on by the walk-off caused the light to shift. He said that the scene did not require live rounds, and that he did remember hearing Dave Halls yell out, "Call gun," to Alec Baldwin, something that Hall now disputes. Santa Fe County Sheriff Aiden Mendoza has said that, as of now, this is a criminal investigation. Was this a terrible accident waiting to happen? Or was it murder? This is Solve Crimes. It has now been confirmed by Santa Fe County Sheriff Aiden Mendoza that it was a live bullet that entered into Hutchins' chest, through her, and lodged in the clavicle of director Joel Souza. Investigators have now recovered both the bullet and the shell casing.
We have the spent shell casing from the bullet that was fired from the gun. The actual lead projectile that was fired has been recovered from the shoulder of Mr. Souza. The facts are clear. A weapon was handed to Mr. Baldwin. The weapon is functional and fired a live round, killing Ms. Hutchins and injuring Mr. Souza.
"I'd be careful using the word accident," Sheriff Mendoza said. "This is obviously a tragedy, and it was avoidable. So right now, it's a criminal investigation." As expected, more people within the Hollywood community have spoken out about this. It is very interesting to hear the perspective from production crew and actors alike. Veteran actor Jeffrey Wright, who was on set filming HBO's Westworld at the time of the shooting on Rust, said, "I don't recall ever being handed a weapon that was not cleared in front of me, meaning chamber open, barrel shown to me, light flashed inside the barrel to make sure that it's cleared. Clearly, that was a mismanaged set." Serge Svetnoy was the chief electrician on set at the time of the shooting. He was close with Helena, and the two had worked together on several films. In an emotional Facebook post, he blamed the Rust producers for negligence and unprofessionalism among those handling the weapons on set. He said producers of the film had hired an inexperienced armorer, referring, of course, to 24-year-old Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. Experienced camera operator Reed Russell was working on the Rust set the day of the incident. He told detectives that Alec Baldwin was very careful when it came to the use of prop firearms on the set. Russell also recalls hearing Dave Halls state, "cold gun," when handing the prop gun to Baldwin. Again, something that Halls disputes. Russell also recalled an instance on the Rust set where Baldwin made sure a child actor was not near him when a prop gun was being discharged. Veteran Hollywood armorer Clay Van Sickle had a few insights into proper protocol.
"The question I have is why an AD was handling the weapon. That should never happen. The procedure would be to open the cylinder and then spin it so that you could see all six cylinders were either empty or had dummy rounds in them. There was some negligence definitely on this set."
The 911 call from the set that day has been released. The caller identified herself as the script supervisor. We've edited out her name. We've also shortened these clips to just what is relevant.
"Santa Fe Fire and EMS, what's the location of the emergency?"
"Bonanza Creek Ranch has had two people accidentally shot on a movie set by a prop gun. We need help immediately. Okay. Bonanza Creek Ranch. Come on.
Stay on the phone with me. We're going to get some help, okay? So was it loaded with a real bullet or one?
I cannot tell you that.
Okay.
In this short clip, the caller is speaking to someone near her.
He's supposed to check the gun. He's responsible for it.
We're assuming that she's talking about Dave Halls, the assistant director, since the armorer is female. The first caller suddenly hands the phone off to an unidentified man who confirmed to the 911 operator that it was one wound on two individuals.
Is there more than one wound?
I think there's one on two individuals.
One wound on two individuals? Help is on the way, okay?
Alec Baldwin made an impromptu statement to paparazzi on the side of the road in Manchester, Vermont, where the Baldwin family has been spending time since the incident. It's the first time he's been on camera since Hutchin's death.
I've been ordered by the Sheriff's Department in Santa Fe. I can't answer any questions about the investigation. I can't. It's an active investigation in terms of a woman dying. She was my friend. She was my friend. We were a very, very, you know, well-oiled crew shooting a film together, and then this horrible event happened.
As we presented in part two, Halls has a past littered with on-set issues, ranging from sexual misconduct to yet another prop gun misfiring on the set of the 2019 short film Freedom's Path. Prop maker Maggie Gall said in her statement to police that she had worked with Halls on the Hulu series Into the Dark in 2019. Gall had filed an internal complaint about Halls during that time over concerns about his behavior on set. She said that Halls disregarded safety protocols for weapons and pyrotechnics. One situation she recalled was when the supervising pyrotechnician lost consciousness on set and Halls tried to continue filming. She also said, "This situation is not about Dave Halls. It's in no way one person's fault. It's a bigger conversation about safety on set and what we are trying to achieve with that culture." Here's what we do know about Hannah Gutierrez Reed. She's 24 years old. She's the daughter of legendary Hollywood armorer Thel Reed. She was actually hired for two positions on the Rust set, armorer and assistant prop master, two positions that should never be assigned to one person. Rust is only her second film where she was the armorer in charge of weapons on set. Just a few months ago, on her first film, a Nicolas Cage Western called The Old Way, which shot in Montana, Cage stormed off the set when she fired off a gun without warning. Cage allegedly ripped into her, saying, "Make an announcement, you just blew my fucking eardrums off." It was her first movie being in charge of weapons. Through her attorneys, she said that she blames the producers of Rust for an unsafe set. Veteran prop master Neil Zaromsky turned down an offer to work on Rust because producers insisted that one person could do both positions.
The AD acted out of his jurisdiction, and in fact, calling it a cold gun probably allayed people's fears. It made them feel better about something which really should have been properly handed off by the proper technician to the right person. There is a lot of culpability, and I think what this is a big call for us to look at ourselves, to dig deep, and to figure out what really did happen here.
Gutierrez Reed was on an episode of a podcast called Voices of the West, which was posted only a month before the Rust shooting. Here's a short clip with some significant insight.
So it's really cool. It was a really badass way to start off a really long and cool career, I'm hoping. But I just finished up working on The Old Way with Nicolas Cage, his very first Western.
Oh, I heard about that.
And it was also my first time being head armor as well.
And how was that?
You know, I was really nervous about it at first, and I almost didn't take the job because I wasn't sure if I was ready, but doing it, like, it went really smoothly.
Later in the podcast, she says, "I think the best part about my job is just showing people who are normally kind of freaked out by guns how safe they can be and how they're not really problematic unless put in the wrong hands." So we're still asking your opinion. Terrible accident? Staggering incompetence? Or was a bullet put in the prop gun on purpose, making it murder? Let us know in the comments. We'd love to read your thoughts. Please like, share, and especially subscribe to the Solve Crimes channel for more on this case and more true crime content. This is Solve Crimes.